Good evening. My name is Dwan Wright, and I have been in the healthcare field for over 20 years. I am recording this because I have seen where healthcare is viewed by some people as being complex, which it is, and then there are others who give all of their rights away or think that the doctor will always be looking out for you, for them, and this causes sometimes for you to be misdiagnosed or underdiagnosed. When this happens, the only person that loses is the patient. Now, one of the reasons why I have decided to start with this chat is I have seen too many patients come into the hospital and they get a battery of tests done. The results of the test are inconclusive in the eyes of the physician, and the patient leaves being undiagnosed. We need to stand up for ourselves as individuals when we enter into hospitals. We need to be able to state what we are there for. If we can talk, if one is conscious and is able to talk, we need to be able to let a physician know what we will accept and what we won't accept. Because on a lot of places now work off time, turnaround times, and physicians are now held to times spent with patients, the turnaround times, how fast they can get patients out of the emergency rooms, because healthcare is not a right, it is a business. So everybody wants a return on their investment. And unless you are prepared for this environment as a patient, you will suffer. Because most physicians are more concerned about getting you out of there real quick than they are with actually finding out what's wrong with you. The reason why I say this is I have seen it happen more often than not. Just this week, I had a patient who was... The patient was had two requests of the same scan, and the reason why the patient had two requests of the same scan was because the patient stood up to the doctor and told the doctor that I am experiencing pain. There is a reason why I'm here. I am experiencing pain, and I don't believe that this is normal. So the doctor angrily ordered the same test with a bit of variation. So when I spoke to the patient, when the patient came back the second time, as it was like, well, I'm happy you stood up for yourself. She was like, right, but, the doctor was not that pleased that she was standing up to him. And that, I knew he wasn't pleased based on what he wrote as an indication for the test. But the thing that we all need to recognize is that physicians are not gods, even though a lot of them think that they are. They can only diagnose based on what you're telling them. So when you go to the doctor, there are some things that you should do. One, you should always be prepared to tell them exactly what's wrong. Do not hold back. Do not be afraid of the diagnosis, because the diagnosis at that time may be the only thing that saves you. You cannot hide from what is already happening. We use that to trick ourselves into thinking that, yeah, I'm just telling him about this and not telling him about that. But you have to ensure that they listen to what you're telling them, because without that, you're not going to be treated properly. It is easy for a physician to order a test, but what needs to be done is that they need to have the proper background. You should know what medications you're taking. You should also know what you're allergic to, because some medications can have adverse reactions or bad reactions for those who are not compliant with. So you got to know what your allergies are, know what medications you're taking, so that they don't prescribe something that runs counter to whatever prescriptions you're taking. We need to look out for each other, and as a such, I think that we need to be a bit more prepared when we're going to the doctor. We need to start preparing doctor kits before, just in case of an emergency, etc., so we will know what to do when we get in front of a physician. Thank you.